All right, we'll bow your head with us. We'll have prayer. Vic, lead us, would you please?
It's good to be born again. And I know, Lord, when you saved me a little over 30 years ago, when you got alive in my heart, and my brother said nobody had to tell me. I knew it for myself. I had religion before. I had a case of emotion and a case of following the church order at that particular church, and did what they said, and went through all their emotions, still was empty on the inside of my heart, still unsaved, still on my way to hell, still no hope, still no help, and I got back in the same old things I'd always been in. I'm so glad, Lord, just a few years later, when it was time, because of prayer, effectual fervent prayer, the righteous man availed much. He brought me back into the house of God. He brought us down, Lord, to where we were supposed to be. And dealt with my heart. He'd already been dealing with me and preparing me on the other end, and preparing my heart and letting things happen in my life. And it wasn't good. It was rough. And I'm so thankful, Lord, you let those things happen and dealt with me in the way you did. And I had to be woke up. I had to be spoke to. I had to be dealt with. And that was because of prayer. And finally, when I gave myself up, willing to give up the world, put everything aside, wanting you above life itself, I came just like I was, and I poured out my heart to you, and this poor man cried, and you heard him, and you did, and absolutely delivered me out of all my trouble. I was a brand new man. I got up, I had a smile on my face, and for the first time in my life, I had peace in my heart. All that time, I'd been looking for something to satisfy me. And I got up, I found it that night, and he found me. Put your love in my heart, put the Holy Spirit, and wash me in your blood, and seal me with the Holy Spirit of promise. And I got up a new creature, and I went out a new man. And it's been different ever since. And this, I can't lose this great salvation that you gave me. And I thank you for that, Lord, and I pray you'll have mercy upon us, Lord, and deal with each every heart here. I pray you'll bless the word, let it go forth, Lord, and deal with hearts, deal with souls. Help them to hear, Lord, and receive the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save the soul. That's what they have to do. They have to hear it and believe it, and not only believe from the mind, but with the heart. And the heart, man, believing unto righteousness. And that's what I did. I believed from the heart. And that's all it took. My heart was broken, contrite, and you saved me just like I was. And you'll do the same for them. You are no respecter of person. You saved by many or about you, and your arm's not shortened. And I pray you'll deal with each every heart here, Lord, tonight, and speak to them in the service, Lord, and bless them. And help them, Lord. They'll receive the greatest gift they could ever have. And I pray you'll rebuke the devil, Lord, out of the minds. And I don't want him in mine, Lord. I don't want to come in here with the devil in my mind. I want to come in, Lord, and begin to hear something. And want to hear from heaven, because that's what feeds us, Lord. I rejoice anytime, Lord, I can hear your voice and somebody that's real. When you're speaking to me, Lord, there's nothing else like it in the world. Lord, I love to hear about you. And I've been like that since I've been saved. And it's good to hear about our Savior. We've got a wonderful Savior that paid all our sin debt. We couldn't do it. We couldn't get back to the Father. And somebody had to reconcile us. Somebody had to pay the sin debt. Somebody has to do the operation of faith. All we can do is bring to you is what you said. Unite them to be of a broken heart, save such as be of a contrite spirit. And when we bring that, you take over from there, and you wash us and cleanse us, and put the operation, Lord, on us, and put the faith in our heart, and set us free. And we're free indeed. And I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. I pray you'll deal with, again, Lord, deal with each and every heart, and all the ones that are sick, Lord. And I pray you'll help them and touch, give them a touch from heaven. Lord, we're looking for that. We're looking for you to do something for them. And Lord, all the ones that are unsaved, Lord, that have not had their sins forgiven and they're just one heartbeat out of hell, we pray you will, Lord, extend their lives so that they can have an opportunity to get their hearts right to you, Lord, and get their sins forgiven. We want to see them in heaven, and we do love them. When you're saved and born again, you love people. and you tell them the truth. And that's how I got saved. The truth was told to me and preached to me. And a lot of people don't want to hear it, but that's what gets you saved. That's what gets you out of your confusion, is the truth. And that's what I had to hear. I had to be preached to. And I appreciate, Lord, everything you've done for me. I pray again, Lord, you'll beat the devil out of minds and deal with each every heart, Lord, and help me get clean and close, Lord. I know I'm full of holes. I know, Lord, that I'm just vile and wretched as can be. And I don't think of myself as anything, Lord, but I know who what the good part is inside my soul. And I appreciate, Lord, what you've done for me. And I thank you once again in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Well, pray for me. The Lord will help me and give me what you needed tonight. That's the only thing I intend to do, is preach what God gives. I appreciate everybody coming tonight, and I'm glad to see some of you hadn't seen in a while, and glad you're back. We missed you, and I hope the Lord bless you by your coming. I hope everybody will just pay attention, close attention, and God will have something, I'm sure, to say for you. He speaks to me all the time, and I want Him to speak to me. If He don't speak to nobody else, I want Him speaking to me, because I need His voice speaking to my heart. I want to be obedient unto Him, and all that I do, I want to acknowledge Him in all my ways, that the Lord might be able to direct my path. He won't force you, but He'll invite you, and it's up to you. It's what you do with it. He's not one that just push Himself on you. You've got to be willing to receive His word, and graft the word with meekness, so long as able, save your soul. If you're not saved, the only hope you've got to get saved is paying attention and listening real closely, like, let Him speak to your heart. If you'll open up the everlasting door of your heart, I'll guarantee the King of Glory will come in. He wants to be invited in. He won't force His way in your heart. And it'll certainly come into your heart if you bring a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Bring it before Him and offer that up, and I'll guarantee you'll make you a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away to you, within you. You'll have a new nature, divine nature, as God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I guarantee you, when you get saved, never will be the same. If you don't have that new nature, you're just not saved. I don't care how religious you may be, if you've never been born again, you're still not right with God, and you're not saved as yet. But He wants to save you. He'll save everybody that comes to Him and brings a broke heart and a contrite spirit. He calls on Him to have mercy upon them. He said, if you'll do that, I'll guarantee you he won't ever deny you getting saved. He'll save you just like you are, put newness in your heart, newness of life. The old man will die. The old man will be crucified, and the new man will be born. And that's Christ in you, God in you, hope of glory. He wants to save you. We'll save you. It's up to you tonight. If you want to really get saved, you don't have to wait till tomorrow, next week, next month. You can get saved tonight. He'll save you tonight. I'm telling you, He wants to save you, and He'll save you tonight, just like you are. All you got to do is bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. That means get broke in your heart, shame yourself, and did you sin against God? Call on Him to have mercy upon you. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord would get saved. So He wants to save you, and He will save, but you've got to acknowledge your need for Him. He won't force His way in your heart. He won't make you come. It'll invite you. You can hear His tender voice as He speaks to you, speak to your heart. If you'll just listen to that voice and follow that voice, I'll guarantee He'll save you, make a new creature out of you. The old things will pass away in your life, and everything will become brand new to you. I'll guarantee it will. You just bring your broke heart, your contrast. We've got to deal with some of you young folks, and I appreciate the Lord dealing. I hope I'll get to preach tonight and bring what God wants me to bring. I intend to try to do that, but I want everybody to pay close attention tonight. I appreciate everybody that come tonight, and hope that the Lord will bless every heart that's here, and that you'll pay close attention. You won't let the devil work with your mind and deal with your mind and disturb your mind. He disturbs it enough as it is, and you don't pay enough attention to what's being said. He's got your mind. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just throwing stones and sticks. I'm trying to tell you the devil has your mind. You just don't realize it. So you got to pay attention. If you ever get rid of the devil bothering you, you'll have to get honest with the Lord. He'll have to work on your mind and your heart. He'll speak to you, but you got to pay attention and take heed now. Receive, the Bible said, in grafted word with meekness, as long as able, save your soul. That's the only way you get saved again with Him, is the preaching of the Word of God. It's pleased God by the food of the preaching to save them that believe. There's no other way for you to get to heaven except experience a new birth. He's got to be born in you. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wants to save you, He will save you. And I hope that you, listen, all you young folk, some of you a little bit older too, but you need Jesus too. He'll save all of you. He's going to save you. I know He's going to. But you got to pay attention. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. The unrighteous man his thought. And come in reason, thus saith the Lord. Come to him just like you are as a sinner. Call on him with a broke heart. Very simple, not complicated. Call on him with a broke heart. Give yourself to him. That's all it takes, son. It's sad and have mercy upon you, and I guarantee you, he'll make a brand new man out of you. Save you just like you are. I guarantee you that much. I know that'd be a fact because he helped me when I couldn't help myself. He saw me afar off. And my mother's prayer went up into heaven. And he answered her prayer. Then I got saved. I know I got saved because I was a brand new man. I was walking in newness of life as one of the happiest fellas you'd ever want to meet. And I still have happiness, but I really had joy in my heart when I got saved. Nothing like being saved and born again. When you get saved, it'll be brand new on the inside. It puts you in newness of life. The old man will die. There'll be a new man born in you. That's God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Isn't that right, Freddie? When you get saved, he puts a hope in you, puts his life within you. It's wonderful, ain't it, Brother David, to be saved and born again. I'm glad I'm saved. And I'm praying tonight that some of you will get saved real soon. I would to God somebody to get saved tonight. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? To get two or three of you to get saved. I may get born again. You could be saved tonight, son, if you just bring your broke heart. That's all you got to know that God's dealing. You got a good heart, son. I'm talking about according to the flesh. Not been saved yet, but you got good intention. I see that. You're a good young man. I appreciate you. I know the Lord is going to save you. You just sit still and speak to him and invite you. You come on down here and get on your knees and ask him to have mercy upon you. As a sinner, 70 young fellows, but I'm talking to one right now. God is. Just come and bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit to him. Call on the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. That's not tongue and cheek, mind and mouth. That's with the heart. You call on him to have mercy upon you as a sinner. You do that, and I'll guarantee you won't be rejected. He'll save you just like you are. He specialized in hard cases. He didn't get nothing special whatsoever when he saved me. I got the good part, and I'm rejoicing in the good part. I love him because he first loved me. He gave himself for me. He gave himself for me. Personally, he died on the Calvary's cross for my sin. And I took him as my personal Savior. And I've been saved all these years because what he done in me is lasting. It's everlasting. By the way, when you get saved, you don't have to worry about falling from grace. There's nowhere in the God's heaven that you can fall from grace. Grace is unmerited favor. It's something you don't deserve to begin with. God commended his love toward you while you're a sinner. He took your place. He's a substitute for your sin. He died and hung on Calvary and died in your place. Died for your sin. Died for my sin. And if you want to get to heaven, you'll have to be born again. That's the only way for you to escape hell itself, is to be born again. Born anew. Get born again and get him living in you. And he'll do that as long as you invite him in your heart. And you won't hold back. And you bring your broke heart to him and ask him to have mercy upon you. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord would get saved. There it is. You can get saved if you want to get saved. Say, I don't know how. Well, I didn't either. But he sure showed me all of them. Got down the altar. I brought my broke heart. Didn't know what I was doing, but I knew he was dealing with me. And I gave him my heart. And he heard my feeble prayer. Such it was, he heard me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry. He'd meet all my trouble. Not long after, he saved my wife, saved my brother, saved Marie, saved others, saving somebody, saving soul. That was my mother's prayers. Already, and my daddy, as hard-hearted as he was, God saved him too. He got saved as well. God saved souls. And if you labor as a Christian, labor right, live right, don't work, don't worry about your kids, don't worry about your neighbors, don't worry about your friends. You labor over them and pray over them. I guarantee God will save them before they leave this world. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's a faithful God. And he saved the utmost. And right on down to the guttermost, there is no restraint. He's not refrained from saving. That's why Jesus died. He paid an awful price for our sin, the sin of the world. If you'll bring them to God in a nightly prayer over their souls, I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. When it's all said and done, he'll save them. He'll save them. He'll save every one of them. If you take them to God in prayer, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God saves souls, saves sinners. And I knew I was a sinner. The way I lived, I didn't have no problem seeing myself as a sinner. I knew very well that I had a problem with sin, the pleasure of sin. I was enjoying my sin, the flesh was, but I was empty on the inside. And I'm glad that God spoke to me. I wasn't planning on coming at that time, but God dealt with me in a special way. My prayer had come for me to get saved. My heart was broken. I thought I was going to die. I thought that I was even kill myself. The devil, I remember he said, open this door and jump out. And I said, honey, drive on. I want to get up to my mother's house. I remember that. Got up to my mother's house. And she said, honey, you want to have prayer? And I said, yeah. But I didn't know how to pray. And she said, honey, you need the Lord. My daddy said, no, Homer, he don't need the devil. He needs the Lord. And she was right. And he was wrong, but he knew that. He just said it because he's boozing it. But he just talking out of his mouth and then the thing out of his heart. But he needed the Lord. He got saved later on as well. He was drinking that night. And you'll say a lot of things you don't mean. And you'll do a lot of things you ought not do if you're boozing. If you got dope in you, you said to do anything unto God's heaven. Don't kid yourself. Those booze, that dope, those drugs, they'll take you down a Broadway and they'll take you down. If you can't, they'll dump you down there. If you're not careful, you'll wind up dying in your sins and lifting up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation and unquenchable fire. Hell's not going to be a place today. It's not going to be a place where you can play. It's going to be a place of torment, eternal torment and damnation, where the fire will never go out with the smoke of the torment of a second death. You'll die a second time. And Adam, we're all going to die. There is no discharge in the world that every one of us here tonight is going to face death. Every one of us. And for us that die in the Lord, blessed are they that die in the Lord, that rest from their labor. You know, when I get out of this body, I'm going straight in the arms of Jesus. I'm going where He's at in heaven itself. I know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Won't be no long laying around in the sewer, a place where there's nothing going on. I'll be with Jesus. Wherever He is, that's where I'll be. That's what the Scripture said. I believe every word of it. I believe every word of the Word of God here. And I know that when I die, when I give up the ghost and I lay down this old house that I'm housed in, then I'm going straight into heaven, going straight to be with Him and looking forward to seeing Him and being just like Him one day after a while. He'll save you. He wants to save you. And I wish I could preach a little bit stronger, but I wish that I preach what I can, what God gives me. But I hope that you'll pay attention to me tonight and listen real closely, because I'm greatly interested in your soul. I want everybody here tonight, every one of you, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, I'm interested in every one of you, his soul. I'm more interested in that than anything else. That's why I'm living. A Christian is a Christian. That's why I'm living. It's to preach. God called me to preach. And I'm going to preach. God be my helper. I'm going to preach to every one of you. Every time you come, you're going to get it. When you get here, I hope you'll be in love. But I'm going to tell you what you need to do. As God gives me utterance, I'm going to tell you, if you don't repent, you're going to wind up dying in your sin and going to hell. God have mercy on you. Think about that. What if you left here tonight and you weren't planning on it? You're not planning on it. What if you had a wreck on the highway? Somebody came through and hit you where you're sitting and it knocked you out. And even worse than that, it laid you up and put you in a place where you was in a coma. What if you never would have responded again where you could call on Him? Wouldn't that be awful? You wind up dying in sin, lifting up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation where the fire will never be quenched, the smoke of the torment will ascend up heaven and there be no rest today and tonight. If you go to hell, you go as an intruder. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus died in your place. Make preparation to die. Then Adam, we all going to die. There is no discharge in the war of death. You young people, listen to me. Make preparation to die. You're not going to live in this life forever, but as long as you do live here, God help you to live for Jesus. Make a good life out of your life. Your life's wasting if you're not living for the Lord. No matter what you may think, you may be having a good time. It is according to the flesh. This flesh will entertain you. I'll guarantee you it'll make things look pretty pictures. But ain't a thing in the world but just sin and Satan out there. He's walking to and fro, seeking and may devour. He wants you. He'll offer you anything that He can to stop you from getting saved. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. God help you to bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, and call on Him. Whosoever, that means you and me and everybody else, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. He'll save you now, just like you are. Hope everybody here that's not saved, that you'll get saved real soon. I'm praying for you. I believe in God for you, and you need to get saved. Everybody that's not saved, you need to be saved. You've got to get your sins under the blood. Come to know Jesus as your personal Savior. It's not complicated. It's not something you can't understand. Very simple. The Bible said the simplicity of the gospel. It's wonderful. It's precious. It's pure. It's holy. And He'll do something in your heart. I guarantee when you get saved, you'll never get over it. It's nothing like being saved and born again. I'm glad I'm saved. Don't know much of anything at all, but I know one thing for sure. I've been saved. I know that. I've been born again. I know that. I've been knowing that for a long time now. I've never been disappointed what Jesus does for me, living in me, speaking to me, guiding me. I acknowledge Him in all my ways as much as I possibly can. I like to ask Him about things, whatever I'm going to do, whatever what I'm supposed to be doing. I always like to ask Him, talk to Him, ask Him, get His permission for it. Preach what God wants me to preach, live like the Lord wants me to live. I want to walk to and fro, back and forth, everywhere I go, and instructed, inspired by the Word of God. Man's not living by bread alone, by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. I'm certainly not all I hope to be and want to be, but I'm trying. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying. It's onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher and holier ground. I need to get more like Him, I want to look more like Him, I want to live more like Him. For me to live as Christ, to die would be my gain. I want to live like Jesus wants me to live. I want to be the kind of person that the Lord would accept my labors. I want my labors to be bound up in His love. I want Him to fill me and use me and have mercy upon me, make me a servant and would be a great servant so far as soul winning is concerned. I want every soul that I can, every soul that God commits my trust, I want to be faithful in service and win every soul that I can. I want you, if you will, then, if you would, bow your head with me just a moment. And we'll have a closing prayer in just a minute. I want to ask you a question or two. And Gerald, I'm not saved, but I want to get saved. Pray for me. I see your hand. God bless you. That's good. That's very good. I'm not saved. Anybody else not saved, want to get saved? A lot of hands went up. I see you. God bless you. Anybody else want to get saved? I see you, son. That's good. Anybody else? Anybody else? I'm not saved. I see you. God bless you. All right. Anyone else? All right. I'm saved. My heart ain't right. Remember me in prayer. I see you. God. That's good. That's good. God bless you. That's good. All right. That's good. Would you like to come to the altar, whether you raise your hand or not? You want to come and get on the knees in this altar down here? The altar's open. If you want to come, you come. If you want to come, you come on down. Obey the Lord. Make it a point to be obedient in all your ways. Acknowledge Him, and the Lord will direct your path. You can't expect Him to direct your path if you don't yield yourself to Him. He doesn't force you to make you, but He invites you. Listen to a still, small voice that speaks to your heart. You'll be glad that you did. Anybody else want to come, get on your knees? Anywhere? Anybody else? Give me an opportunity just a minute. Anyone else want to come? I didn't come, but I wanted to come. Pray for me. I see you. God bless you. That's good. That's good. God bless you. That's good. I don't want you coming to get ready to come. But I want you to come when God speaks to your heart. If you'll do that, you'll be glad that you did. Nothing to run from, but run to. God help you come running to Him as He gives you an invitation to get saved. Don't shun it. Don't turn it aside. You might not be able to have another opportunity to get saved. Hope that you'll pay attention and listen to His call as He calls and speaks to your heart. Anybody else want to come?